Hey folks, what would you do this summer with all the money you'd save if you didn't have a car payment for the next 5 months? Hopefully, buy lots of merchandise for the Mike Church Trading Post. Well, right now at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, take advantage of the Summer's on Us sales event with zero payments for 5 months. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 66 months on the one-of-a-kind Kia Soul, or the high-tech Kia Forte, or the newly redesigned Kia Optima. Bulldog Kia is where Mrs. Church and I have purchased our vehicle since 2011. They're great friends, and they'll treat you right, too. And for Mike Church Show listeners anywhere in the continental U.S., they will ship your new Kia to you for free. Don't cost nothing. That means your new Kia is only a click or call away. For details, call them at 855-BULLDOG or go to bulldogkia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
What does Mike Church and the Princess Bride Cecilia know that war, kill Americans don't?
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
The Mike Church Show, a daily beacon of chivalry and peace for brides and princesses. Heard exclusively crusading here on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
So when I asked that question, I thought the meaning of my interrogation was obvious. The fate of this question and of America may depend on this. Have they said, we the states? Have they made a proposal of a compact between states? If they had, this would be a confederation. It is otherwise, most clearly, a consolidated government. Here is a resolution that is as radical as that which separated us from Great Britain. It is radical in this transition. Our rights and privileges are endangered. And the sovereignty of the states will be relinquished. And cannot we plainly see that this is actually the case? The rights of conscience, trial by jury, liberty of the press, all your immunities and franchises, all pretensions to human rights and privileges are rendered insecure, if not lost, by this change, so loudly talked by some and so inconsiderately by others. Is this tame relinquishment of rights worthy of free men? Is it worthy of that manly fortitude that ought to characterize Republicans? It is said 8 states have adopted this plan. I declare that if 12 states and a half had adopted it, I would, with manly firmness and in spite of an erring world, reject it. You are not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. The Confederation, this same despised government, merits, in my opinion, the highest praise. Why? It carried us through a long and dangerous war. It rendered us victorious in that bloody conflict with a powerful nation. It has secured us a territory greater than any European monarch possesses. And shall a government which has been thus strong and vigorous be accused of imbecility and abandoned for want of energy? Consider what you are about to do before you part with the government. When American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was then the primary object. We are descended from a people whose government was founded on liberty. Our glorious forefathers of Great Britain made liberty the foundation of everything. That country has become a great, strong, splendid nation. Not because their government is strong and energetic, but, sir, because liberty is its direct end and foundation. We draw the spirit of liberty from our British ancestors. By that spirit, we have triumphed over every difficulty. But now, sir, the American spirit, assisted by the ropes and chains of consolidation, is about to convert this country into a powerful and mighty empire. If you make the citizens of this country agree to become the subjects of one great consolidated empire of America, your government will not have sufficient energy to keep them together. Such a government is incompatible with the genius of republicanism. Henry Frains.
Show here on the Crusade Channel. I am at your service, El Heffy Dude, the Duty Llama, Stone Cold Dude Austin, reporting for duty today here on a Thursday, asking you to take 8 weeks of daily doses of the Founding Fathers red pill sprinkled with a few drops of holy water. Unplug the matrix cable from the back of your head. Your Philosophia Paranis thinking skills, become members of the self-governing people of these Christian United States. Not a job, it's a way of life. Our website at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. I'd like to thank you people that have been signing up for Founders Pass memberships today. And as we have been doing at the suggestion of a listener, and I thank the listener who sent that along, I'd like to welcome a new member. This signed up this morning as the show was underway. New member, Brady Anderson. Brady, thank you. Always great to sign new members up. That means that we are growing and that you people are fully invested. Brady is now fully invested as a listener-owned radio enterprise here on the Crusade Channel. There's nothing else like it out there in broadcasting media today. Why not join us and become a Founders Pass member today for as little as 23 cents per day, like Brady just did? And go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, where you'll enjoy instant streaming download access to shows like this one, The Mike Church Show, The Mark Kreslin Show that we start our day with every day, and the upcoming Constitution Hour featuring Professor Dr. Kevin Gutzman. This is original programming you can't get anywhere else on radio. And you can sign up for as little as 23 cents per day. You can choose between a monthly or a yearly membership. And during the month of June, for every new Founders Pass yearly membership purchase, we'll ship you an autographed copy of Washington Irving's Life of Washington, Volume 1 in hardback. Folks, this is the book that I edited from Founding Father Films Publishing that we brought back to the bookshelves. It's a great book. It'll make a great 4th of July gift coming up. Even if you don't sign up for a Founders Pass, get one at MikeChurch.com or at Amazon.com. Nonetheless, sign up. I'll sign the book and date it for you, and it will be yours free. Don't cost nothing for in exchange for a yearly Founders Pass membership. That's a $50 value. Join our crusade today and become a Founders Pass member by going to VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join, or if you're having problems with the site or the sign up, or you'd like to do it over the phone, we can do that. Call 866-483-3833. The Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Michael Brendan Daugherty. Millions of Americans detest the idea of choosing between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Perhaps you're among them. You may think that both presumptive nominees are unfit for office. You may loathe the way their candidacies are warping the personalities of your friends and family. particularly on social media. Folks, there is definitely a noticeable, measurable, and unfortunately demonstrable trend out there. If you're anti-Trump, even if you're just, look, I'm not voting. I have withdrawn my consent. I'm gone. I'm not doing it. Nope, not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Even if you have just withdrawn your consent from the whole federal edifice, and I think that you should, is what we counsel here, you will then be subjected to, you. You're the reason we're in this pickle. This is all your fault. Apathetic people like you, losers that don't go to the polls, you don't get the right to gripe about it. I've addressed the illogic of this. My vote for the presidency has no bearing on the outcome of the federal government, of the machinations of the federal government. None. I can't stop the wanton, unbelievable, unconscionable, diabolical slaughter of the soon-to-be-born via Planned Parenthood-performed abortions, and you can't either. And no matter who you vote for, they're not going to stop it. Our vaunted, alleged conservative Congress won't even cut the funding off to these merchants of death. Country that aborts and contracepts its future generation like we're doing is not worthy of my vote. It is not worthy of my allegiance. It is not worthy of my sentiment. It's not worthy of my freaking pledge. And no, I'm not singing your anthem. Not. Now, does that mean that I don't love my country? My country is Louisiana. That's the one into which I was born. Where were you born? I was born in America, man. I bleed red, white, and blue. You's a heretic. No wonder nobody listens to that channel over there. Everybody knows we's Americans. Right. That brainwashing runs thick and deep, doesn't it? How do you lend your support? How do you? How do you legitimize the general government of the United States? It's not. You can't legitimize it. As a Christian, you have to call it what it is. It is a diabolical force that executes diabolical policy. It commits usury on a daily basis. It commits murder. It commits mass murder on a daily basis. It counsels mass murder on a daily basis. It commits theft on a daily basis. It incarcerates the innocent and commits acts of injustice on a daily basis. It commits acts of downright, outright heresy on a daily basis. It has its own religion. It exists as a graven image that people worship. When somebody goes, I'm going to go to the Lincoln Memorial. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. on vacation. Oh, please. Mr. Church, please. Somebody intervene. You're only supposed to intervene when you're an alcoholic or a heroin addict in your family? You need to intervene with someone that thinks it's appropriate to take the children to go to Washington, D.C. for vacation. Go there to show them, hey, this is what a government doesn't look like. This is what corruption looks like. This when here. What are the vestiges that remain from the tyrannical Christians slaughtering days of the end of the Roman Empire? What are the architectural vestiges that remain from the end of the Roman Empire during the days of wantonly slaughtering Christians and making martyrs out of them? Good luck. Good luck, right? Can you name it? You know what they are? Enough of that. It's the alabaster buildings with the pillars. What did we create? We went and created the exact same thing. Alabaster buildings with pillars. As a matter of fact, some of our buildings look like the Parthenon. They look like, oh, here's the best one of all. Go look this one up. Go look up the Pantheon. What's the Pantheon? Well, what's a pantheist? A pantheist is someone that believes that the heretical religion of Star Wars is true. May the force be with you always. Pantheist thinks God is everywhere. Well, Mr. Church, God is everywhere. No, God is over everywhere. God is not everywhere. That's a pantheist. Go to Mordor. What do you see? The Lincoln Memorial, a shrine to a man who oversaw the slaughter, the butchery of 830,000 civilians. You know, I actually hear people saying, well, you know, that slavery had to be ended, dude. And if it had to be ended by a war, you useful idiot, historically ignorant punk, the war was not begun as a war to end slavery, stupid. It was begun because the Northern criminal, radical Republicans, newly elected with their new President King Lincoln, could not do without the revenue of the Southern states and their slave trade. What a conundrum we find ourselves in when we actually learn the truth. Now, look, don't take my word for it. I have an open door, prove me wrong, please prove me wrong, policy. Prove me wrong. The evidence is out there. It's not even hard to find. I'll tell you where to look. I republished a book that had never been digitized, and there were really bad, poor photocopy versions of it available. It's called Is Davis a Traitor? Was there a constitutional right to secession previous to the War of 1861? Answer, yes, there was. Who wrote the book? Albert Taylor Bledsoe. Why did Bledsoe write the book? The Confederacy in 1863 thought that the war may not go their way, and so they sent Bledsoe to England to go gather the evidence needed for the trial of officials in the Confederate government. Namely, President Davis. Bledsoe did what he was told. He went to England, gathered all the information, and basically wrote out the defense. That's the book. The book is the defense of Davis. And the question that would have been asked if Davis had ever been put on trial was, well, you led the Confederacy. They say you're a traitor. You say that the states had the right to secede. Who's correct? Well, I'll tell you who was correct. Davis was correct. The states most certainly had a right to secede. The states have a right to secede today. States have a right to secede today. As a matter of fact, if we had any brains, we'd go ahead and do it. But again, where are the men with the stones to lead that revolution? At the top of this segment, I played a clip from my movie, The Spirit of 76. You know when the last time I signed a copy of The Spirit of 76 was? They got shipped out of here. Or a gift pack of the Spirit of 76 Complete, which has six of our movies and DVDs in it. Yeah, I can't remember. It must have been back in March or so. That's a day's worth of family-friendly, historically accurate. Most of it, Kevin Gutzman was the historical consultant on. You can't find anywhere else. We filmed it. We wrote it. We produced it. We voiced it. Did all of it here. Founding Father Films. That's a subject for another day, the revival of Founding Father Films, because there are Founding Father Films. I'd like to do Founding Father Films about the Founding Fathers of Holy Mother Church. I'd love to do an Augustine movie, an Athanasius movie. Wouldn't you like to see one? I would. There is an Augustine movie out there. It's called Restless Heart. Pretty good. Ignatius Press, I think, put it out, or they helped in making it. Anyways, it is not deniable. It is a historical fact. Mark Russell was talking about this earlier. When Vermont ratified the Constitution, they put into their ratification instrument a clause that says if Vermont ever regretted ratifying, they could unratify. Folks, you can't ratify. You can't have the sovereign power to ratify something and then not have the sovereign power to unratify it. In other words, you cannot have the sovereign power as you just, let's just break it down to individuals. If you are an individual human being, you have the sovereign power to say, we'll leave it out of the ecclesiastical realm because that wouldn't be the same. If you have the sovereign power to say, I'm going to buy this house and I'm going to execute the compact to make that possible, you have the sovereign power to unbuy or to sell the house and then reverse the process of buying. James Madison writes about this in the report of 1800 and 1801 when he was charged with the task of cobbling together a written form of Virginia's complaint against the Alien and Sedition Acts. And Madison said, hey, you cannot have the power as a state to admit alien friends, which all states had, without having the concurrent power to deny the admission of an alien friend. Which, folks, if we want to solve today's immigration problem, and I don't think it's a problem in the manner that most people think it's a problem, but if we want to solve it, well, then all the states have to do, and if we can't do this, well, then we need to secede, and we form ourselves into smaller political entities. But this is an easy problem to solve, and I love talking about this. All the states must need to do is return to the doctrine that you are, that the state is a sovereign entity that ratified. And what is the state? The state are the people that make it up. That's what a state is, not a geographical boundary. You can. It's one of the accidents of a state, if you will. But the state is the people that make it up. People get together, they agree they have common cause and something, and they wish to call themselves a state. They own the property, or they collectively own the property, and they form a state. We can form a new state today. We had enough property owners that got together with land that was contingent and was connected. You can form a state. What force on earth is there to stop you? Does Congress have the power to stop the formation of a new state? It says it has the power to stop the formation of a state being created out of another state that wishes to be admitted into the Union. Well, what if I don't want to be admitted into the Union? There we go. Bam-o. Now we're talking, baby. Now we're talking about forming the free republic of the Republic of St. Tammany, where I live currently in my county. We call it a parish. You call it a county. And hoisting above it the flag that needs to be flown. The Carillon de Sacre Coeur. Look it up. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Back to the discussion here of Michael Brendan Daugherty and about this apoplexy or this, not apoplexy, this feeling of despair and helplessness when it comes to the upcoming election. Well, if it's an illegitimate election and you don't like the candidate choices, and even if you do like the choices, you keep getting rooked every 4 years, why do you continue? Why not go through a new elective process? Makes sense to me. Or here, maybe we won't have elections at all. There is no need to continue feeling this despair. Leave it. You might also feel some pressure to suck it up, writes Brendan Daugherty, and vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, I have a simple message for you. Don't. Don't let anyone steal that disgust from your heart. It is a precious thing. You should treasure your disgust as a sign of your decency, particularly because hardly anyone else will. Don't let anyone tell you that the nearly uncontrollable urge to retch at the thought of this election is disproportionate or somehow uncivil. When you contemplate the fate of your country in 2016, you have the right to be depressed or even despairing. You know that Trump is an unstable imbecile, but this knowledge doesn't oblige you to discover new qualities in the bottomlessly cynical, power-mad grifter Hillary Clinton. In your heart of hearts, you may suspect that if she thought it would get her 4 centimeters closer to the presidency, Hillary Clinton would devour your squealing grandchild or her own live on the set of The View. I most certainly do believe that she would do that. She probably even holds some sort of a sacrilegious ceremony over it, proclaim herself some sort of an Incan or Mayan god, and say that it's for the greater glory of sacrificing to the gods on behalf of the American people. Could you just see Hillary doing it? We're going to sacrifice this child so that America can live! Sick? No. Reality. Michael Brendan Daugherty, it's a terror to contemplate, but in no way should this terror obviate your equally credible suspicion that Donald Trump is rabies in human form, likely to drive our country into a feverish search for scraps in the neighbor's garbage only to get us run over by a truck. Tens of millions of dollars and an army of journalists and paid hacks will try to morally compel you to choose either Clinton or Trump. As a matter of fact, if any of you guys came over from Freedom 95 and listening to Laura Ingraham, that's the pablum that people like Ingraham are going to feed you. Well, we have to choose. You know, we can't just do nothing. We have to choose. No, you don't. Well, yeah, okay, we have to choose. Well, I choose to withdraw my consent. I'm not voting for the nation. I'm not voting for the president of the nation. You know why? I reject the legitimacy of the nation. Again, get my book that I or the book that I edited and brought back to life. If you want an inside view of what the constitutional issues at stake here are, is Davis a traitor? We have it in paperback at mikechurch.com/shop. Or if you want to really revive our fortunes, go to Amazon and see if they have a copy. They don't. They're going to say, this copy is out of stock. You know why? They don't order any from us anymore. I'll send them one. I'll be happy to. And then under the tens of millions of dollars and an army of journalists and paid hacks will try to morally compel you to choose either Clinton or Trump. The internet and the nightly news will become a kind of active chain of volcanic pustules emitting outrage and manufactured umbrage in your direction for the next 5 months, hoping that you scurry for cover underneath one candidacy. By refusing to choose, or, more boldly, refusing to care, you will be joining millions of people who, in any given year, act as if voting for one of the two major parties is useless. They may not exercise their franchise, but they are decent, law-abiding people. They floss and keep their lawns tidy. They see their friends and family losing their minds on Facebook and spend 5 minutes clicking hide posts through their timeline. This is the truly civic thing to do. Preemptively conceal a person's public embarrassment for them. There is nothing wrong with being a non-voter, folks. 100% correct. Tell you what, let's take our time out. It's the Crusade Channel. It's the Mike Church Show here. We're going to come back. We've got special guest John Horvat on the Dude Maker Hotline. This is going to be fun. I can't wait to talk to John, get his take on this, and our discussion about a return to order is on its way next year. You won't get this kind of radio anywhere else, folks. Please support us at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. That's VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.